WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Someone made a surprising return to Monday Night Raw. That will be one. Sami Zayn will talk about Wire and why and how it all took place. This is the Raw Post Show. The fallout from Bash in Berlin. Presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime links to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. Or you can just click the purple rectangular button because it's September. Save up to 30% on new subs until October 1st at 12 a.m. PT. Terms apply. Learn more. Presented by Valorant. That's a big giant banner that's below my stream at the moment. But it is September, so subs are like 25% off right now. Do the thing. So there you go. You can also use Curry for Rock Sock or Lindsay Ward to the Fortnite item for Epic Game Circus. Hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
Coming off of Bash in Berlin, they are back from Germany, and this was a fun show. This was once again dominated by the Judgment Day and their shenanigans,
which we'll save to the very end. We'll talk all about them because they were throughout the show. They were a big part of the show. We'll talk one thing about the Judgment Day, because one of the members of the Judgment Day were in action as the Intercontinental Title Tournament continued as Ilya Dragunov, Dragon Lee, and Dominic Mysterio. Ilya and Dragunov got the win. Dom was taken out of this, scared out of this action, chased away from the action, however you want to put it, at some point by Damian Priest. So, you know, he was not involved in the near fall, but Ilya and Dragon Lee, you know, had a little bit of fun towards the end. Ilya got the win. So Ilya moves on to the Fatal 4-Way that is coming up probably here in a few weeks for the Intercontinental Championship.
I like this match. This was fun. Especially when they took Dominic out of it. Because then, like, Ilya and Dragon Lee, like, really kicked it up a notch. Like, they were doing some fun stuff in this match.
They were. We also learned today that Bronson Reed, who was going to be part of the other Triple Threat match, got COVID. So he was not on the show tonight. In his place was one Braun Strowman, who was banged up from last week. He took on Ludwig Kaiser and Sheamus. We had interference from Peter Dune, broke his shillelagh over Sheamus. And Braun Strowman is now part of the trip with a four-way next week on the season premiere of Monday Night Raw.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I'm okay. We'll see. I have a feeling if he's recovered from COVID, Braun Strowman will be back next week. I don't think Braun Strowman is getting a shot at the Intercontinental Championship.
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, you could just have Bronson Reed, like, roll up and take out Strowman. Like, you could have that happen. That is a possibility.
I think it's going to be very much a possibility, but we shall see. Shayna Baszler took on Zelina Vega. It was a tough fought match for Zelina Vega, but Shayna Baszler ended up getting the win. They were beating down Zelina afterwards. Lyra Valkyrie made the save, but did not have the numbers and, you know, the Pure Fusion Collective, took them down. DeVille cut a promo saying, you know, reminded how pathetic everyone is. You know, no man in the crowd could take that one of them home, and no woman in the locker room could take them, period. If you want to step up, shoot your shot.
I wish Zelina had, you know, nicer things. I wish, like, they would do more with her. I understand that not everybody's going to be a star, but I feel like they do have something in Zelina if they would give her the shot.
I mean, yeah, but she's on TV. I mean, they're doing still a little bit with her, so it's all right.
Yeah, but I'd like to see her get, like, a big win or get something, because, like, all they're doing lately is having her lose and having her get beat down, and it's kind of one of those things that, you know, it would be nice to see her get a little bit more offense and do a little bit more.
And next week, that could happen as Lyra, you know, was like, it was, and Lyra are tired and frustrated with the Pure Fusion Collective. And, well, they need to even up the numbers. And next week, they're in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Do we need to be serious for a moment?
Don't need to be serious for a moment, but it seems like we're going to get the return of somebody next week on Monday Night Raw, because Valkyria has an idea. Hi, Natty.
I was going to say, could it be a heart?
A night heart? Yes. I think we see the return of Natalya next week on Monday Night Raw. I know, but she's, you know, she might not move the needle, but she's back. She got her new contract and she'll be back on television, so it's a good way to give her a big pop on her return to Monday Night Raw. Who knows, maybe,
I mean,
if she turns, I wonder what happens if she turns heel in Calgary and joins a Pure Fusion Collective. how about that
one? Good. It's entirely possible. I mean, Natty has nothing to do. If you need to balance numbers, go ahead, bring her back. Have her get involved in this, have her balance numbers, have her do her thing, and it'll be fine. Like, she's been out on a little bit of a break. She's either been on vacation or she's been resting. I'm not sure which. But, like, just it's a nice way to bring her back. It's an easy way to bring her back and not, you know, necessarily have to put her in something right away unless you want to. Which you could. Like, she could, like, Zelina and Lyra and Natty could form a group. Or Natty could join the other group. We don't know. Or anybody could join the other group. We have no idea. The sky's the limit.
Speaking of sky, it was Io Sky and Kairi Sane taking on Alba Fire and Isla Dawn for a shot at the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. It's Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill, the brand new champions, are sat at ringside. Looked like Kairi got busted up a little bit with her nose, it looked like. But she'll be all right. But Alba Fire and Isla Dawn got the win. There was a moment where Bianca got taken outside and she got pulled into the way of all the action. And I think that's where Kairi hit her head on the table and that kind of blooded her up a little bit. But Fire and Dawn get another shot at the titles next week on Monday Night Raw.
This was a great interaction. Like, these three teams, this was a great grouping because there was a lot of smack talk. There was a lot of, like, heat between the three. There was, like, no love lost there. And, you know, Bianca and Jade were not happy with anybody because I think Bianca got roughed up a little bit.
Bianca did, because when she got pulled away, she got taken down, and then that's what happened to Kairi as well. Yep.
So. Yep. So it's like, so Bianca was pissed about that, and Kairi and Io were getting in her face, and then Isla and Dean were like running away while they were like, haha, we're going to see you next week. Bye. Run. But this was really good.
It was in a 6-person tag match. The American Maids, Brutus and Julius and Ivy Nile, took on Otis, Akira Tozawa, and Maxine Dupree. Chad fired them up, slapped one of them around us to you know, get them excited and hyped up for the match. And they were able to get the win. This was a good showing by Maxine Dupree. Good showing by everyone involved, but Maxine had a good standout performance. But the end result of what American Megan win was in the story. Chad Gable talked about they are the greatest fighting family in all of WWE. He said that, you know, it was supposed to be a singles match last week, but Halley got his freak show family involved, even though the Creeds got involved first. And he challenged them to a street fight, an 8-person street fight next week on Monday Night Raw. He's going to get rid of them for the Wyatt Six for America. Uncle Halley appeared, said it's been 375 days since his sanity crumbled. He said his past is in the void now. He said the silence is deafening, but he can still hear it. Halley said his life is no longer his. He and his crew will collect the debt next week on Monday Night Raw. So
we'll see how this goes.
That's going to be, so it'll be, I would assume it's Nikki.
I'm assuming it's everybody.
Well, one of them has to be out, right? Yeah.
Probably Howdy, but it's probably like all the Wyatt Six minus Howdy versus all of American Made.
Probably, Yeah.
Unless if Gable's going to be in it, then I can imagine that like Howdy will like
it. Might be
in
it. It might be Howdy, Rowan, Nikki, and Dexter. Maybe we'll see. We'll see what happens next week on Raw. But Nikki was back this week.
She was back this week. I have to give props to Maxine Dupri.
Mm-hmm.
She was pulling some stuff in this match.
She stood out. She was showing off. Yeah,
she looked good tonight. Like, good for her. Like, go girl. And then my other thing on this match was for Ivy Nile's gear. Girl, you're a better woman than I am because I could not have those chains like going against my thighs like that. Like, that would bother the ever living shit out of me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it did. Like, it just, I just noticed it and I'm like, oh God. And they go like all the way around, but they're like, they like start on her bottoms and they go down, they drape across her thighs and they're like tickling her thighs. I don't know why I noticed it, okay? It was shiny. Anyway, she's a better woman than I am because I would not be able to stand that.
There you go. CM Punk made his way to the ring. He said he can't wait to get home to celebrate with his wife and dog, but he had to make one stop in Denver to celebrate with fans. He said the strap match he had with Drew was when he went through hell, but now he got the personal issue out of the way. It's now to get down to business. He said he wasn't here to be, because he's a business man. He said he wasn't in WWE to make friends. He's here to make money, and to make money is to make money in cash, love from the fans, or a direct deposit. Or, you know, back in 96 when NHL legend Patrick Waugh brought it home in gold. Punk said there was another person who had a tough battle and came out on top. His name was Gunther. He said he put Randy Orton through hell and then congratulated Gunther for being champion. Nothing can replace the chip on my shoulder other than the belt. He put Drew McIntyre asleep and now and it's time for CM Punk to wake up as a champion. He told Gunther to enjoy his time right now because we're going to enjoy taking the title off of you.
I want to stop you right there.
Mm-hmm.
Punk, honey, you're going to die if you fight him. Please don't. For the good of your health and your titties, do not fight him, okay? Just don't. Anyway, continue.
Happy-go-lucky Punk celebrates at ringside, gets up on the table, and goes, yay, look at me, yay. Drew McIntyre trips him up like Punk did to him back at WrestleMania and just beat the crap out of CM Punk. Laid him out with a claymore kick. One of Punk's shoes was on the floor. He gets tossed in the ring. He had Wade Barrett try to stop him multiple times. He got chased away. He dropped him with another claymore. Beat him down some more. Producers, referees are trying to pull it off. And McIntyre's like, I'm going to take the bracelet. Leave me the fuck alone, basically. Pulled it off and then broke the bracelet. And then shoved the beads in the mouth of CM Punk and laid him out with one more claymore kick. He's then stretchered to the back as we came back from break. McIntyre, who attacked him one more time, CM Punk was bleeding from the mouth, and he had to be pulled away before being loaded back in to the stretcher.
Looks like we're going to Hell in a Cell.
Looks like we're going to Hell in a Cell. They broke the bracelet. Oh my God, the 50-cent bracelet is broken.
They'll make another one. They'll make him another friendship bracelet. It'll be fine, y'all. The Swifties will save it. No, this was all really good. This was a great follow-up. Again, having Drew be the aggressor in this and having him go for Punk. You know, having Punk celebrate the win because it's a big victory for him. And then, you know, Drew coming in and being like, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. This was all really, really good. The effect of Punk being stretchered out and then Drew going for the attack one more time. Like, I love... This does sound wrong, but I love when they do stuff like that, where it's like, again, you know, there is no guarantee of safety until a certain point. So until they get Punk out of the building, there's no guarantee that he's going to be safe and okay from Drew. And the fact that you have Drew hit that home when he attacks Punk while he's on the stretcher, like there was something where like Taker had blinded Austin years ago and Taker got in the ambulance and proceeded to attack like a blinded and bloodied Austin as he's like strapped to a stretcher and he can't defend himself. Like, that was just a great moment.
There was one of that. There was one where Bret Hart was, like, completely strapped in, like, fully buckled into mm-hmm. the stretcher. And Steve Austin pulled him out of the ambulance and just started beating the crap out of him. And he couldn't defend himself because he's strapped in. Those are great moments.
Like, that's just, that's how much, like, animosity is in this feud. Is like, no. I'm not done with you. I'm not done till I say we're done.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
It was great. So Kofi Kingston was talking to Adam Pearce and, you know, basically went to title match for the New Day. Gunther walked by and that set the stage for Gunther coming to the ring to talk about his big successful win at Bash in Berlin. before he really could get into it, out came Sami Zayn. He talked about the Intercontinental title being the workhorse championship. He talked about many people who went from Intercontinental champion to world champion, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, etc., etc. He said everyone uses a stepping stone to become world champion, including Gunther. But Sami wants to do the same thing. He wants the world heavyweight title, the title he's never held. Gunther said Zayn was right about him and others using the IC title as a stepping stone. Gunther said when Sami had the title, he stepped down. Gunther praised Sami and teased, this is what you really, really want.
I mean, what you want, what you really, really want.
Gunther was like, no, he left. Sami then called him back, said, you watched Gunther's entire career, said he's never back from that fight. But why now? Zayn said Gunther now that since he's arrived in WWE, that he's the only person who's beaten him. Zayn asked if he had Gunther's attention now. Zayn said he's coming for Gunther and will become the world heavyweight champion. Logical. If Sami's the only person to pin Gunther this year, he should be a challenger, just like Randy got the title because his shoulders were up. It makes logical sense.
I can't argue with that. I mean, Sami is a strong contender. He almost beat Gunther several times. And, like, he took Gunther to his limit.
And got him at WrestleMania. So,
makes sense. Yeah, so it's like, why shouldn't Sami challenge for the title? He'll lose, but why shouldn't Sami challenge for the title?
It is very logical. So Monday Night Raw opened up with Rhea Ripley. She talked about she's not finished destroying Judgment Day. Talked about beating Liv Morgan, what was about to, call her out for a title shot when Dominic Mysterio came out with a black eye.
Yeah, that was nasty.
Dom was trying to basically say, you took advantage of them when they were jet-lagged and for other reasons. Dom said Morgan would accept Rhea's challenge and she'll beat you, and she's beat you before and beat you again, said Dom. Dom, is going to also win the Intercontinental title. Rhea told Dom to let Liv Morgan know she'll face her anytime, any place. Liv came to the ring, Dom was like, oh, you sure about that? Liv then hit the ring, tried to blindside Rhea. Rhea then went after Dom. Morgan hit Rhea from behind. Her leg got tied up in the ropes. And then they start beating on Rhea as she was hanging there. She kissed her forehead, then got chased off by one Damian Priest.
But they weren't done.
They were not done. So they're checking on Rhea, who's like telling the everyone, just get away from her, get away from her. And Damian reassured, you'll be fine, just let them check you out. But so she agreed, and Damian was going to talk to Adam Pearce because he wanted a match. And then Rhea was in pain, but she had a crutch and everything, and it's just per cross, she'll be fine. Priest said that Finn will only agree to face him in a tag team if it's a tag team match. Priest said he couldn't find anyone, so because he has no friends now, so he can't have the match. Rhea told him to accept the match because she had someone in mind. And the crowd went, yeet. And Priest was like, all right, let me know what he says. So later, as the show goes on, Priest asks, what did they say? And did he say yes? And Rhea's like, no, he didn't say yes. He said, yeet. And then as they were interviewing Jey Uso, he was talking about, focusing on the tag match and also the Intercontinental title stuff. And then, Bron Breakker got in his face. He told reminded no member of your family is beating me, giving you one last chance. Jay was like, thanks for the advice, rookie. He'll win the tournament, win the title, and he would break Bron Breakker's ass while he does it. Yeet. So we're continuing that on. That was a very nice little added touch. Then Damian was talking to Jay Uso, about agreeing to be his partner, but they had a past that could not be ignored. Jay said he used to be in Priest's position with no friends or family. He respected Priest and he wasn't going to say no to Rhea. Priest said the beating they give the lame ass Judgment Day would be for Rhea. So there was that. Before we get to the main event, thoughts on all of that?
All of this throughout the night was a great follow-up to what happened in Berlin, which was Rhea and Damian standing triumphant over the Judgment Day, over Liv and Dom, and Liv and Dom giving just a little bit of their comeuppance. Not their full comeuppance, but a little bit of their comeuppance in terms of what happened coming out of the previous PLE. So that was all great. Like, the fact that you had Liv and Dom come right back, strike right back at Rhea, especially to take out Rhea because she is a threat. She can go for both of them.
Damian, it sort of like hinders Damian because Damian's not necessarily going to go for Liv, right? Like, we all know that just in terms of how they tell the story. You're not going to have Damian beat up Liv Morgan. That's just not how this works. But Rhea can go for both of them. So the fact that they targeted Rhea specifically, they injure her leg, they take her out, they make sure that she cannot help Damian, and they try to put the Judgment Day in a strong position was really good storytelling, because you're having Dominic and Liv at least play things smart in comparison to the rest of the Judgment Day. Like, they know their enemy, they know who they're dealing with. So it's like, if we get rid of Rhea, Damien's going to be screwed, and then we can make the challenge because nobody's going to really help him. But the Terror Twins find a way, right?
Yeah.
Like, they find somebody to help them in Jey Uso. So it's like you have two sides playing it very smart, or at least you have Liv and Dominic finally starting to play it smart, and you've always had Rhea and Damian playing it smart. So I like what they did tonight in terms of the setups, in terms of like the back and forth and everything that was going on in this. And it led into a really good main event,
which was Damian and Jey taking on Finn and JD. Non-title match. You had Liv Morgan get involved towards the end. Which saw then Rhea hobble out. She then she was like, oh, you know, she was weak. Liv was making fun of her. And then she started smacking her with the crutch, did Rhea Ripley and chasing her away. But Finn and JD took the loss as Damian and Jey Uso yeeted their way to victory.
It's going to be interesting that what happens coming out of this, because Finn is one so again, taken over being the leader of the Judgment Day. But when he was the leader the first time, he was really kind of rather ineffective as a leader. And you saw them sort of very gradually shifted to Rhea and then to Damian.
Mm-hmm.
And they were running the show on the Judgment Day. Now it's back to Finn. And I almost can see them where they're shifting it from Finn again back to like Liv and Dom. And they're going to be running the show in the Judgment Day in the coming weeks, especially with the threat of Rhea and Damian lurking. Again, we know the enemy, we're going to take them out. Because if anybody knows those two the best, it would be Dominic and it would be Liv. So I'm very curious to see what happens with the leadership of the Judgment Day, because under Finn, they have kind of floundered a little bit. He's cut some really strong promos. They've had some really good moments. But overall, you know, especially as heels, they have not been aware as their face counterparts. And as a result, they've been struggling. So, you know, you had just a little bit, like not a lot, like it's not embarrassing, but like they've had some slip ups because Rhea and Damian are just that much more ahead of them. Like Rhea and Damian are almost kind of like on the same pace or one step ahead of them in terms of knowing what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, because they're acting very predictably. And Finn isn't going to break them out of that. They haven't had success with those two until like Liv and Dom finally started like, hey, let's change the game a little bit and let's turn the tables on them. So I'm curious to see what happens with leadership. I love the stuff with Rhea where she hobbles out and Liv's like mocking her, and Rhea stands up and she's like, you think this is going to stop me? Oh, honey, no. Baby, no. And she proceeds to beat Liv with a crutch and then chase her with a injured leg off, which was great. It was absolutely fantastic. Like, all of this was really good.
It was. It really was. But, you know, really good Raw. It told the story that it needed to tell. Yeah, overall good, I thought.
I thought it was great. I have no complaints.
Yeah, so that'll do it for Raw Post Show. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're talking Bash in Berlin.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. And we'll talk all about the PLE and let you know what we thought of the show. So tune in. It's The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
There is no GM battles this week because I'm watching football. There is no there's no game night because we're watching All Out. But there will be CB Radio Live Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, there is no WTR Sunday night. It will be CB Radio Not So Live. Live as me and Brent review AEW All Out. We will be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Our chat, if you have an Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy your Battle Pass, your Deadpools, your Wolverine, your X-Men, your Free Guy, your anime collabs, your Carol G, or any Fortnite original skin, because we are
hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/@some of Lynn's Ward, and you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Post Show. Presents over at MG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night for this season premiere next week. Long airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.